We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 7, Verse 6. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki cha. The material miseries of the living entity which are superfluous to him can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of the people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadev compiled this Vedic literature which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Purport. Srila Vyasadev saw the all-perfect personality of Godhead. This statement suggests that the complete unit of the personality of Godhead includes his parts and parcels also. He saw therefore his different energies, namely the internal energy, the marginal energy, the external energy. He also saw his different plenary portions and parts of the plenary portions, namely his different incarnations also, and he specifically observed the unwanted miseries of the conditional souls who are bewildered by the external energy. And at last he saw the remedial measure for the conditional souls, namely the process of devotional service. It is a great transcendental science and begins with the process of hearing and chanting the name, fame, glory, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Revival of the dormant affection or love of Godhead does not depend on the mechanical system of hearing and chanting, but it solely and wholly depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. When the Lord is fully satisfied with the sincere efforts of the devotee, he may endow him with his loving transcendental service. But even with the prescribed forms of hearing and chanting, there is at once mitigation of the superfluous and unwanted miseries of the material existence. Such mitigation of material affection does not wait for development of transcendental knowledge. Rather, knowledge is dependent on the devotional service for the ultimate realization of the Absolute Truth. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadashishva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Scha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I'd like to seek the blessings of Shri Shri Radha Gokulanan, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Gaur Nitai, Srila Prabhupada, and all of the Vaishnavas who are assembled here. It is my first time ever that I'm actually speaking in the assembly of the devotees or giving class. I am I wouldn't say it humility, I will say it's in all honesty, I'm not qualified to actually be sitting here and speaking on Vyasasan. However, considering this service to my Guru Maharaj, His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara, I would like to do this as a service for them, and I beg for your blessings that by your mercy that I'm able to speak something to purify myself, and in the process of doing so perhaps get some encouragement. Nishkinchan Prabhu asked me 2 days ago to that, Prabhu, could you please give a class on Friday morning on Sankirtan lead up? I said, Prabhu, yeah, sure. I mean, I've never given a class, but I can certainly try and attempt to give a class and see, you know, what I can share in my limited practice of Krishna consciousness. And then I seek the blessings from Sutapa Prabhu, who said, why don't you speak about Gomatsya? Gomatsya is a small project which we started a few months ago, probably in the month of August. So I'd like to speak a little bit on the purport and then and share a little bit about Gomatsya. And on Sunday when Nikhil Prabhu and Sutapa Prabhu will give the presentation on marathon, probably will share some pictures and the video at that time of what the project has been doing and what has been what has transpired over the last few days. So in this purport I'd like to read the translation again. The material miseries of the living entity which are superfluous to him can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of the people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadev compiled this Vedic literature which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. So, I was listening to a lecture of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada which he gave on this particular verse. And he talked about a few things. He talked about that Satvata in this verse means eternal and Samhita means the Vedic literature. So the Vedas means knowledge. There are two kinds of knowledge Srila Prabhupada talks about. One knowledge is the material knowledge, which we get when we go to the school, colleges, education, you know, our normal education. And the other knowledge is the spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is a knowledge which actually helps us, it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it helps us distinguish the reality from illusion. You know, because believe it or not, unfortunately, we are all, at least I am in illusion, still on the bodily platform, always meditating and thinking how I can gratify my senses. But the process of the spiritual knowledge is transcendental. It actually, it begins from the chapter 2 of the Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna is completely baffled in his attempts, considering that, you know, it's his own relatives who are standing on the other side of the army ready to fight with him. And he's in complete moha, illusion, thinking that these are my relatives, I'm related to them, how can I kill them? And that is where Krishna imparts the knowledge onto his dear disciple Arjuna, that what you're thinking to be your relatives are actually nothing but they are the spirit souls. And hence he began with the verse in the second chapter, Dehinosmin yatha dehe komram yovnam jara. So there Srila Prabhupada teaches him the science of the soul and try to bring him out of the illusion of the moha. And he was obviously successful because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when he speaks, you know, our moha and our illusion is cleared. So like this, there is a nice story of a prostitute called Lakshira, which Srila Prabhupada speaks about. So one time there was a person who was inflicted by leprosy, and his wife was very chaste. His wife was looking after him very nicely, and although he was in a very bad condition due to the leprosy, he was hardly able to do anything from his hands or anything, but his mind was constantly thinking of this prostitute, that he wanted to go and be with this prostitute. So seeing the condition of his her husband, wife asked him that, why are you so morose? I'm trying to serve you all the time, but I don't see that I always see you're not happy at all. So finally he revealed his mind. He said that, you know, I want to go to Lakshira, this prostitute. And knowing and being a very chaste wife, she actually took that brave step and said, okay, fine, you can go to this prostitute. And he decided, and she takes him. And he goes to the prostitute. There the prostitute, Prabhupada says that her face was 100,000 diamonds, you know, small, and it didn't matter, Prabhupada said, whether the small or the big diamonds, it was just the diamonds she wanted. So he went with all his wealth, and she cooked a feast for him first. And when she cooked the feast, she served him in two different bowls. The one bowl was a metal bowl, and the other was a golden bowl. So when the feast was served to this person, he was eating, and then he realized that this one is gold and the other one is metal, and he asked the prostitute that why there are two different bowls. So she asked him the question that, do you find the difference in the taste from a gold bowl and a metal bowl? So the man said, of course not, there is no difference in the taste. So the next question the prostitute asked that, what are you doing here if there is no taste? So Srila Prabhupada very wonderfully goes on to explain that this is the condition of us as human beings, that we are constantly looking for golden bowl, you know, and trying to taste something which is palatable, but actually it is not. And Prabhupada calls it the theory of chewing the chewed, you know, in the material atmosphere, that we are so much inclined to go out and think that, you know, that I can get this, I can enjoy this. Our consciousness is all the time thinking that I want to enjoy, I want to relish. But here, Vyasadeva has a different strategy altogether. He's trying to tell us, actually you can enjoy, you know, you can relish. But what you can relish? Something which is pure, something which is transcendental. And that pure transcendental form has taken the form of, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam. Many people, Srila Prabhupada explains that, you know, there are people who goes on to say, well, Bhagavatam is, you know, not, some people say, some Mayavadi philosophers, that it's not spoken by Vyasadeva. But out of the 18 Puranas, when we turn to, there is a reference made in the Matsya Purana about Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a very old Purana. Padma Purana speaks about Srimad Bhagavatam. Again, there is a reference of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, sitting in the Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan, you know, just after retiring to Vrindavan from the family life, very painstakingly wrote this wonderful work of Srimad Bhagavatam. Not only he wrote, we all know the famous story and the pastimes that Prabhupada would take a tanga from where he was at Radha Damodar temple, go to the Mathura station, take the train, go to Chandni Chowk, meet with this individual in the printing press, sit there for hours and wait for the printing to come. He would review it, he would edit it, and it'll go back in printing. So like this, these three volumes, his hard labor of love was developed and bought to America. Nowadays, we take things for granted, you know, seeing the books, it is it is readily available. But it's amazing how the Srimad Bhagavatam has actually made it to UK all the way. Because if you think about it, Srila Prabhupada had to struggle to carry these, even the three volumes, you know, one big suitcase of the Bhagavatam. He had to leave it with somebody who would meet him in Cochin, and these would be boarded onto the Jaladuta in Cochin, actually, in Kerala. And now, you know, at least our life is easy. I call up Nikhil Prabhu and I said, you know, Prabhu, I need 20, 30 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nikhil Prabhu calls up Titiksha Prabhu. Titiksha Prabhu calls up his BBT at Sweden, and there they are. In few months, they've been just come, you know, they're just there available. But if you think about what pain did our His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada had to go through to bring this Bhagavatam to the West. It's so it's actually a privilege. I was thinking about it, you know, to come into this parampara and be sheltered in the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. I always contemplate that, you know, and Srila Prabhupada has said many times when his disciple asked, what is it we must have done, Srila Prabhupada, to get you as a spiritual master? And Srila Prabhupada said, you actually didn't do anything. I created your Sukriti. So similarly, I often contemplate my fortune that somehow or other by Krishna's divine mercy, and here it is said in the purport that alone by the mercy of Krishna, somehow we get this opportunity to come in this bona fide parampara. So this parampara, I would like to speak a little bit about this legacy of which we have been gifted with, starting all the way from Lord Krishna, who imparted this knowledge to Brahma. As we all know, at the beginning of the creation, Brahmaji was meditating and praying, and Krishna then as a super soul situated and inside and outside came and gave the Vedic knowledge to Lord Brahma, who in turn spoke this science to Narad Muni, and from this it's been coming down all the way to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this upon him with Lord Nityananda Prabhu to take this further. You know, he gave the teachings to Rupa Goswami, in which he speaks very clearly out of the 64 limbs of the devotional service, there are 5 which can be practiced. And those 5 are chanting the names of the Lord Hari, our holy name, taking the association of the devotees. Number 3 is to stay in the holy dham such as Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri. Number 4, to worship the deities, like how we have the privilege here to worship Radha Gokulanand, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. And finally, to read Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of the devotees. So, obviously, and it is mentioned, Rupa Goswami goes on to explain very beautifully that even if one has just a little bit faith in these 5 limbs of the devotional service, one can make a rapid advancement in the science of spiritual life or Krishna consciousness. So, it is a matter of great privilege, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said that, you know, this is a spotless Purana, and, you know, anybody who reads and worships Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in his moment, he's very strategically, you know, arranged for the Sankirtan moment, you know, starting with Nityananda Prabhu, where he asked, I remember, you know, two years ago when I first went on door to door, I thought about it. When was this door to door started? You know, it actually started much longer than, you know, when Nityananda Prabhu's time. He was the first one to go door to door with Haridas Thakur and asked everybody to chant the names of the Lord. And now, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we also have this opportunity of going door to door and doing the book distribution. So from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and from Panchatattva, this came down to Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And when we read about the characteristics of these wonderful sages, especially Sanatan Goswami, it is mentioned that even before he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had developed a wonderful taste for reading Srimad Bhagavatam. He would sit at home for hours and hours and just read Srimad Bhagavatam, completely be absorbed in Srimad Bhagavatam. And when he was, after meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ramakeli, it is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sanatan Goswami decided that, you know, he wanted to really surrender himself and take the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But because of some obligations which he had towards the Muslim governor at that time, he could not renounce everything. He still had to perform his duty. But he decided that enough is enough. After Rupa Goswami left, I'm just going to call in sick from work. Like some days, you know, I work in a corporate organization. So on Ekadashis, I also decide that, you know, I don't feel like going to work. So I have a good opportunity and privilege. On 1 or 2 days, I get to work from home. And I can plan my week. I have to go to various sites. I work for a care home, a company. So I can plan my week and decide where I want to go this week. So when there is an Ekadashi, I try and stay at home and chant my rounds and read Bhagavatam and make the best of it. Some days, of course, we have to travel. So this is the best formula given by Sanatan Goswami, and Srila Prabhupada speaks very nicely that Ekadashi is the day to really make more advancement in spiritual life. So Sanatan Goswami would go on reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And obviously we know the pastime when, you know, the governor came to his home and gave him a sentence to be imprisoned in the jail. And then the rest is history. Sanatan Goswami escaped from the jail with the help of the coins which were left behind by Rupa Goswami. So then from Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after Goswamis had come to Vrindavan, given us everything, there was a time, there was a period, what we call it a dull period, when things didn't really move on from Krishna consciousness perspective. And there came Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, one of our acharya, who's there very graciously sitting, who had such a responsibility of being a Supreme Court judge and a grihastha. But by his work on and his focus and attention towards Srimad Bhagavatam, he was really able to take Srimad Bhagavatam and the glories of Krishna consciousness and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the next level. You know, he's the one who really wanted to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. I was reading a beautiful article in Back to Godhead where it was mentioned, Srila Prabhupada says that sometimes in our line of disciplic succession, we get some acharyas who are Ghoshtanandis and some who are Bhajanandis. So Ghoshtanandis are the ones who would like to go out and preach. So Srila Prabhupada gave an example of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, you know, that he would just sit in place and do his bhajan. And sometimes we think, well, you know, we are great, we can just go out. Of course, you know, this is a special privilege in coming in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's moment. But we should actually never underestimate the power of our acharyas who are Ghoshtanandis, Bhajanandis. Because Prabhupada said there, and I really liked it, he said just by chanting the holy name in one place, you know, and all the coming acharyas in that line are actually reaping the result of that. Because on the strength of that bhajan, we are actually able to go out and preach or share the Krishna consciousness with others. So it is a great boon that, you know, and a great thing that we have a good combination of Bhajanandis and Ghoshtanandis coming in our line. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur prayed, you know, that's one thing as Vaishnavas we all pray, that prayer is something which nothing, you know, nobody can take it from us. You know, maybe everything can be taken, but it's down to us. We can pray to Radha Gokulananda, we want something, and Radha Gokulananda can fulfill our desire. So similarly, it was prayed by Bhakti Vinod Thakur that I want a ray of Vishnu to come in my family. And then he did one more prediction apart from the prayer. So our acharyas can pray and they can do prediction, but we can only pray. We can't do any prediction, unfortunately, because we are not capable. So he prayed and he did a prediction. Now the prayer was to have a ray of Vishnu, and the prediction was to that there would be a personality who will come and help take this moment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu door to door, you know, town to town, village to village in the coming generations. So his prayer was fulfilled, and he broke open the storehouse, which was then called Surabhi Kunj, in a very beautiful place in Mayapur. Where he really broke open the storehouse of this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes and inaugurated the, you know, Krishna consciousness movement. And from him took the inspiration Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his own son, who took this to 64 places in India, Gaudiya Maths, opening the places, sending the devotee, his disciples, to Burma, to England, and to many other places, as we have known. And from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our dear Srila Prabhupada, you know, who met with him and in the first meeting got the instruction to preach this message in English to the Western countries. And Srila Prabhupada took this instruction to his heart. And I really like to meditate on something very beautiful here. Srila Prabhupada was with regards when he was doing some business with his pharmacy in Banaras. And there was a time when he had to stay to Bombay for some of his business work. He went to Bombay and he wrote a beautiful letter to his guru, his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, saying that, I see that some of your sannyas disciples are serving you so wonderfully that, and I often think that how will I ever be able to serve you? And that place is called Chatak Parvat. It's a very beautiful place. How many have you been to Chatak Parvat in Jagannath Puri? So it's a very profound place, you know, if you ever get a chance. It's right opposite Tota Gopinath Temple in Jagannath Puri. And there is actually a beautiful samadhi of our Vedavyas, of Srimad Bhagavatam, was written there in Chatak Parmat. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there is a bhajan kutir where he would sit and chant lakhs and lakhs of names before actually coming out and start chanting and propagating the moment of Krishna consciousness. So last year I had the opportunity to go there and I felt such strong vibrations in that place. And that is the place where Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was residing when he wrote back to Srila Prabhupada. And he said that, don't worry, he said to Srila Prabhupada, there will be a time that you will be able to take it. So please take this instruction of mine and take this Krishna consciousness to the Western world. And then as part of that legacy, Srila Prabhupada got onto it. You know, he contemplated, meditated. So it is said when a spiritual master gives an instruction, sometimes it's not possible to fulfill it immediately. But it is a sincere disciple should always harbor and always meditate and contemplate on that instruction of the spiritual master. That somehow or other that I'm fallen, I'm not able to fulfill this desire of my spiritual master. But constantly pray for inspiration that there may be a day when I can really fulfill the desire of my spiritual master. So Srila Prabhupada took that inspiration and harbored that desire in his heart and finally went to America. And that is where I started the point about the Bhagavatams being boarded. And lo and behold, the first Bhagavatam, the three volumes were to be distributed, were to the captain of the Jaladuta. So Srila Prabhupada did not waste a moment, you know. I was reading a book, Our Family Business. In that, you know, there are some really amazing stories. One I recall is that there was a time when Srimad Bhagavatam was being transcribed by Srila Prabhupada. It'll go on to printing. And Prabhupada was very fond to see the first page of the Bhagavatam and hold it and have a feel for it. But he, there were times where he wouldn't actually get to have the new Bhagavatams. They would be printed, shipped into the van and straight to the airports to the devotees who were distributing Bhagavatams actually, because the full sets were not available at that time. So Srila Prabhupada's disciple will take it and they will start distributing it. So before the news would get on to Prabhupada that the new Bhagavatam is out, it's not only out, it's been distributed, Srila Prabhupada. So that was very pleasing to Prabhupada. So this Brahat Mridanga is very, very important. And you know, like there is, it is said, Srila Prabhupada writes in many places that when devotees go on Harinam, you know, our dear Govind Prabhu is sitting here, who's taken this wonderful work with many other devotees here of going on Harinam regularly. And when the holy name is chanted, it softens the heart. You know, it does what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Cheto Darpanam Marjanam. It just softens the heart of the living entity. And when the heart is softened, they open up. Because in this purport, Prabhupada says that, you know, Vyasadeva, when he was meditating, he contemplated and meditated on all the three energies of the Lord. And living entity is called Tathashta. Tathashta means a jiva who's actually open for suggestion. Why? Because he's on that side or it can be on this side. So if you go to a jiva or a living entity who's loitering around the world and say, Hari Bol, you know, I'd like to tell you something. And the person is immediately open to the suggestion because he's tathashta. He just wants something to be heard, you know. So immediately he turns and says, oh, I like the book, or I like to take it. And certain times he doesn't, you know, because he's not ripe yet, he's not ready. But the magic of the Harinam is that it softens the heart of the people. So it's a very beautiful combination to actually go out on Harinam, take some prasadam and the book distribution. It's just the holistic approach of Krishna consciousness which works really, really well. So yeah, this is the legacy which we have been passed down by Srila Prabhupada, and this legacy is now continuing. Shishi Radha Gokulanand ki jai, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai. So somehow or other, we have now been entrusted with this beautiful work of Srimad Bhagavatam by Vyasadeva, which was later on narrated by Sukadev Goswami to the Parikshit Maharaj in his work. And coming down in this legacy, I just want to also very quickly read one last paragraph of a purport of chapter 5, where Narada's instructions to on Srimad Bhagavatam very beautifully explained. In the last verse, I like to read just the last paragraph. Sri Narada advised Vyasadeva to describe the glories to the Lord just to do good to all eight classes of men, both good and bad. Srimad Bhagavatam is therefore not meant for any particular class of men or sect. It is for the sincere soul who actually wants his own welfare and the peace of mind. So this gift of Srimad Bhagavatam is the most sublime gift one can give it to somebody. So just a few months ago, in the month of July, me and my wife, we sat, we often try to catch up classes online. So we were watching a class on some ISV devotees were giving, and they were doing a presentation on sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. and in particularly a project which they had started there in US called Go Matsya. So how this project came about, I would like to share, is that there was a time where, I mean, Bhagavatam sets been distributed for a long time. It's not something, it's been happening for the first time. But this was happening in US, in a lot of the areas which are populated by Asian or Indian community, because they have some understanding of the Vedic culture, so it's easy, it resonates with them. But yes, it is possible, and devotees have given it to the Western devotees as well. So they were doing in this area, and there came a saturation point where just they couldn't distribute more Bhagavatam set. So they decided, what should we do? They went to Vaisheshika Prabhu, who's the temple president in ISV, and they asked, what can we do? So Vaisheshika Prabhu thought about it, and he came up with an idea of Go Matsya. So Matsya is a fish incarnation of the Lord, the first incarnation mentioned. And it is said that there was a time when Swayambhuva Manu was rejoining the world, and at that time there was a demon called Hayagriva who stole the Vedas from the hand of Brahmaji and took them deep in the ocean. And Matsyadeva, out of the compassion for the mankind, appeared and he rescued the Vedas from the ocean, and he delivered them back to Brahma. So from that came an inspiration that we want people to develop and preserve this mood. So, Nikhil Prabhu, would you be able to help me in that back, at the back? I was waiting for my wife, she couldn't join. There are some flyers, if you could just give it out to the devotees, that will be really nice. So there are some flyers which is being printed with the help of the temple here with Nikhil Prabhu. They are called Go Matsya, and our motto of the Go Matsya is preserving Vedic culture through mass distribution and education. So what we really want to try and achieve is actually distribute the Srimad Bhagavatam to the devotees. And so after watching this presentation, I was really inspired that how these devotees have taken on this job of, you know, giving out the Bhagavatam sets, and how it's beautifully evolved in the form of this project called Go Matsya. So I immediately wrote to my Guru Maharaj, and I said that I have a desire to serve you through this project, and I pray for your blessings and empowerment, that I want to go and talk to Sutapa Prabhu and Nikhil Prabhu at the temple and see if we can start up a little project in the name of Go Matsya. He immediately wrote back saying that, you know, I'll pray for you that this project, you know, you could start and it evolves. So by the help of the temple, we started this project, and as always, you know, when there is a sincere desire to serve the devotees, or serve Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna arranges for wonderful souls to come together. So Hari Kirtan Prabhu, I'm sure all of you are aware of Radhanath Maharaj disciple. You know, he's a very eager book distributor from Soho Temple, and he very much liked the idea, and he came on board. He said, "Let's do it." We started with a small team. Then came Vrindavan Chand Prabhu, who is again a very wonderful disciple of Giriraj Maharaj. He used to live in Rugby. He is now residing in Hemel Hempstead. And after the recent last visit of Vaisheshika Prabhu, he came over to me and he said, "Listen, I've just heard about this Go Matsya project. Can I come and take part in it?" I said, "Prabhu, absolutely. We are looking for some devotees who could come and help on this project." So it's a team of 5-6 devotees. Recently, Keshav Gokulanand Prabhu has come on board to help us, Aniket Prabhu, Rupesh Prabhu. So like that, in our Sangha, some devotees are coming forward. It's a small team of 5 and 6 devotees who are helping us on this project of Go Matsya. And whatever small success we had, we started in the month of August. We said we don't want to, you know, be proud and say, "Oh, we are the distributor of Bhagavatam set." We want to start small. So we said we will take a goal. It's always good to have a goal, because the mind needs something to focus on, something to work towards. So we said we'll distribute 10 Bhagavatam sets initially every month. And since then, it's been 4.5 months we're doing, and we have distributed 45 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam in the last 3.5-4 months. And by arrangement of Krishna, support by Nikhil Prabhu, Sutapa Prabhu, Temple, Shruti Dhamma Prabhu, you know, my mentor, His Grace Sundar Govind Prabhu, has been very encouraging on this. Every time he sees me on the stall, he comes over and tells me, "You're doing a great work, keep doing." So I felt very encouraged, you know. Many other devotees come forward and do this. And our community is a very thriving community at Bhaktivedanta Manor. There are so many projects happening. Krishna Dharma Prabhu, Chintamani Mataji are working on, you know, reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, going deep in it. There is a baby Sangha happening. So many things happening. So why not take to the, you know, some devotee should also come forward and take to the distribution of the books. And most of you already aware, you know, amongst the four distribution, laws of four distribution book, first law is the strong sadhana. So what we feel works for us is that we read Srila Prabhupada books every day, all of us. We have taken certain vows, like my personal vow is that I take 14 pages of every day of Srimad Bhagavatam. I read 5 pages of another book of Prabhupada, whether Bhagavad Gita or teachings of Lord Chaitanya. There is a beautiful app which is available on Android and on iPhone called Be a Sage, Page by Page. So you can download this app. It has all the important books of Srila Prabhupada, and it tells you if you it's like a wheel. If you scroll down and stop at number 10, it'll tell you that, oh, okay, if you read 10 pages of this book, you can finish it in this much time. So if you were read to 14 pages of Bhagavatam every day, you will be able to finish the whole Bhagavatam in 3 years' time. If you were to read 41 pages every day, you can finish it in 1 year of Srimad Bhagavatam in 1 year. And mind needs a beauty, you know, we are always hankering for beauty, but this is the real beauty, to actually stimulate the mind and challenge our intelligence to look at the creative ways of how we can absorb ourselves in this wonderful books of Srila Prabhupada and derive some inspiration of reading Srila Prabhupada books every day. And those who read Srila Prabhupada books every day, they cannot help it but to think how I can take this of Srila Prabhupada, my you know, divine spiritual master, to everybody else who's actually in need of it, but they don't know they are in need of this. It is mentioned here, you know, in various places in Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada gives so many wonderful quotations that, and you know, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, all our acharyas, you know, we become so dear to them by doing this activity of going out regularly. The second law of the book distribution talks about that how by, you know, after the strong sadhana, we need to have the books. We can't distribute the books if we don't have the books. So with the leadership of Nikhil Prabhu, we always have the books available, especially now in marathon, there are so many books available. Then comes the third law of book distribution, which is actually, the first was to have a strong sadhana, to have the books. And the third, I think, is to organize, you know, is to make sure that the books are available. And organization is very important. Like recently, you know, Nikhil Prabhu here at the temple has started monthly Sankirtan festival, which I'm sure he'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. But that is a great way to reach out to the community and really encourage the environment. Because we know, Chaitanya Charitamrita speaks about it, that how by distributing Srila Prabhupada books and chanting, that one can rise to the level of Madhyam Adhikari, because you're developing a mood of compassion of going out and distributing this literature of Srila Prabhupada. So it's very much available, you know, for everybody to be, for us to do that. In her kukri, one of her kukri book, Yamuna Mataji talks about this principle. She says that there is a dal and there is a rice. Dal has 30%, 40% of nutrients, and the rice has some nutrients. But this dal and the rice, when they are put together, they are called khichdi. And this combination of the khichdi has, in proportion, it has even more higher ingredients than what dal and rice have together. So this our strong sadhana of chanting, of reading Srila Prabhupada books, hearing Hari Katha, combined with the process of the book distribution, if you put them together, they make the best khichdi together actually. And you can feel for it, all of you who go out, you can feel this this process of how strong it is to actually go out, you know, then what combination it is to go out and have this wonderful khichdi. So Gomatsya, there are some benefits, you know, you become, and one of the things, I don't really have many realization, because realization word is very profound, but one of the realization I can feel I've had is that in Bhagavatam there are many incarnations mentioned of Lord Krishna, and not all of them have the opportunity to have the appearance day, you know. So Matsya Day, we have not heard of an appearance day which we celebrate, at least in ISKCON calendar. So I feel that this is a great divine service we can do to the Lord Matsya Day, like how he showed the compassion for the mankind. We can show the compassion by giving this wonderful work of Srimad Bhagavatam to the people. And, you know, we can get connected to the spiritual association with an international community. We are developing, there is a website called gomatsya.com. There is a Vedic wall, which we are trying to develop it further, where your name goes on the Vedic wall. And you get an access to the Vedic library, manor.media, where you can go on and hear the lectures. And we are trying to, we not only give the Bhagavatam set, we are a team of 5-6 devotees. Whoever takes Bhagavatam, we go to their home and we do an installation ceremony, because Bhagavatam is non-different than Krishna. So when, and it is mentioned, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that it is non-different than Golok Vrindavan. So when Bhagavatam moves into the house of the people, it actually, you're bringing Golok Vrindavan. And if some of you have heard about astrology, when Golok Vrindavan moves in somewhere, the whole astrological aspect changes of your home, the vastu changes of your home. So your home becomes very, very auspicious. So who is the person out there who would not like to, distribute Srimad Bhagavatam to the people and bring Golok Vrindavan into their home? Just holding the Bhagavatam alone, I'll end on the last quote of Sanatan Goswami. He talks about physically holding Bhagavatam and what it has to the people. So we go out, we do these ceremonies, installation ceremonies in the home of the people. We do the aarti of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We make the family members to read a little bit from the preface of Srila Prabhupada, first canto. And now we are developing a process where we will taking their email addresses, and next month we're going to send out an email to them with this app, BSH, page by page. We're going to send them some links of some of the Srimad Bhagavatam lectures. And then we are going to invite them in January or February. We're going to have a Gomatsya advocate half day or an evening here, where we will introduce them to we're going to start Skype calls. So we have spoken to some personalities like Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj, Vaisheshika Prabhu. I've requested Nikhil Prabhu to ask Devamrit Maharaj. So where we can invite these speakers on Skype to have these Bhagavatam sessions for all these advocates. So they feel so encouraged. You know, it's not, they're not just left with the Bhagavatam. We're also looking at a process how this can be made holistic, and people can really tune into this, the actual process of Bhagavatam, and ultimately become devotees. That's our idea. And recently, BBD asked Vaisheshika Prabhu, because he's a trustee of the BBD, how many Bhagavatam sets should we print? They normally ask him every year. So last year they printed 9,000. So this year Vaisheshika Prabhu said print 30,000. And the BBD was like, what? Because he see the potential, and that shows his faith in this process of Srimad Bhagavatam. That, and Bombay is preparing big time for the Bhadra campaign in the month of September. You know, there's a shloka that by distributing Bhagavatam or gifting in this month, you go back to Godhead. So they're really, Pune, Radhesham Prabhu, last year he distributed 120 sets in marathon, and this year his goal is 200 sets to distribute Bhagavatam. So there is so much happening in the world of Sankirtan. And I am a neophyte as far as the Sankirtan and the process of devotional service is concerned. But in the last 1.5 year, whatever taste or the mercy I have because of my spiritual master, I feel that a life of a Vaishnav who likes to go out is a life full of excitement and challenges. You know, whatever time I spend as a family. And ever since we have taken this project, you know, the children's, my son has developed, he liked to read Bhagavatam every day, whenever he gets a chance. My daughter is 4-year-old. Whenever I set up a stall, she would hold the flyers and give out the flyers saying, take the Bhagavatam, take the Bhagavatam. And then one day she was telling me, should I just ask them for a few pounds, Papa? I don't know how much is the money. You know, she's a 4-year-old daughter. And they just unconsciously or consciously developing some taste for spiritual activities, and this is what we want. Yesterday we had a Skype with some devotees in ISV. Another thing our Guru Maharaj had asked, that develop the taste, bring the children together, so my wife has taken this project to try and work with some devotees here locally to invite children in MSF. Next MSF we want to plan and have a organized Sankirtan for children. Because children, Prabhupada said, they need engagement. Otherwise, they would just, they would just do anything. But when you engage them in this activity and tell them the significance, they will grow up to be such empowered, and their foundation will be so strong. They, and Prabhupada wanted that this coming generation to go out and become Sankirtan devotees. So with the help of Nikhil Prabhu, we can really bring about a great change in this community of manner, and invite these children who can really become big distributors tomorrow, actually. And it was amazing to hear that they take this big flip chart. They have pictures of all the Srimad Bhagavatam. They knock on the door. The people open the door. They say, Hare Krishna. How are you? Well, we are okay. Well, we are here to give you something. And then they open the flip chart and they say, these are the pastimes of Dhruv Maharaj. These are the pastimes of Bharat Maharaj. This is what they've done to the world. And people get mesmerized just looking at a 7-8-year-old child trying to distribute Bhagavatam said. And they do. They have in MSF, whatever target or a goal the whole team gets, 10% of that goal goes to the children. And now over the period of time, they are not happy with 10%. They easily meet 10% goal. They distribute sets of Bhagavatam, the children at ISV. And the community which is built on these three principles, which is chanting of the holy name, distribution of prasad and distribution of Prabhupada literature, it thrives anywhere. That is the main foundation of any community in anywhere in the world. What I have at least seen in my limited time of Krishna consciousness. So we have a great opportunity here at Bhaktivedanta Manor to encourage this. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says this is a chit rakta. You know, those who are Sankirtan devotees, there is a special kind of blood which runs through those who go out on Harinam, a special blood runs through their body, and it's called chit rakta. It's a spiritual blood. It's not a normal blood. So, you know, we have a great opportunity and a privilege to come in this line and take this Krishna consciousness door to door. So I'm sorry, I'm over time. I would like to just finish on this beautiful quote of Sanatan Goswami, which he talks about that how a devotee can make advancement by actually physically holding Srimad Bhagavatam. Remembrance of Krishna is awarded not only by hearing his glories and the glories of his land Vrindavan, but also by the direct physical contact. Vaishnavas can philosophically touch Krishna's glory in the form of the book Srimad Bhagavatam. They can hear about Sri Vrindavan Dham from the Bhagavatam, and then if fortunate enough, they can come to Vrindavan to bathe in the dust of which Krishna and his dearmost devotees have walked. Sri Brihat Bhagavatamrita 1.7.144. So I encourage all of you who are already advanced and going out on Sankirtan that please come forward. Enroll some advocates, become distributor, become organizers of Srimad Bhagavatam in this coming marathon and help this wonderful work and our hard labor of love of our His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada to take to as many doors as possible and fill the life of people with joy. You know, they don't know it, but they're actually looking for this. Whether it is Bhagavad Gita and whatever it is. And if they don't want Bhagavatam, we obviously have a nice pack of Bhagavad Gita and other small books of Srila Prabhupada. We always give something. If not, we at least give them a prasad, you know, which is very important. So I would like to thank all of you for your attention. Attention is our only asset in the spiritual life. And somehow if you can give the attention to the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, to Srila Prabhupada and the warriors of Srila Prabhupada, his dear disciples, and give attention to this Sankirtan moment, then our life will be somehow or other successful. We don't need to do much. There's only very little we can do. But somehow we get empowerment by our acharyas to do this. So thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Radha Gokulanand ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman.